I think I made another... I've made a lot of parental mistakes, you know?
Like becoming one?
That. I'm not good at that. You know, getting my kids into Game of Thrones in preschool, that type of stuff. No, I'd never do that.
Showing them that video?
But I didn't know. But my kids asked me the other day, they love Will Ferrell. I mean, what kid doesn't love Will Ferrell? And so they asked me what I thought was the best Will Ferrell movie ever. And I go, well, not only is it my favorite Will Ferrell movie, it's the funniest movie I've ever seen still. And it's Step Brothers. It still is. It's I find something new every time I see it.
It's been a while.
Dude, watch it.
It's so good.
It is.
Did you show that to your kids?
Was that a fart?
Let's back up.
Dude.
Hang on.
You know, Paul Rudd, I think it was Paul Rudd, was on one of the talk shows, the late night shows, and he was talking about that. And it's like, yeah, you know, Step Brothers, it's funny. And my kids are like 6 and 7. They want to watch Step Brothers. So I'm like, sure, I'll sit down and I'm like, oh, yeah, the drum set scene.
Dude, there's so many scenes of just like...
That don't need to be shown to kindergartners.
I mean, the F-bombs are... It's every other word. And you don't realize it when you're an adult because that's just funny. It's just those two guys.
The names they call each other.
Oh, God. What they're calling their parents.
Yes.
So, yeah. I let the kids watch Step Brothers. Not only that, I bought Step Brothers.
Good stuff, Corby.
I'm like, look, just don't.
Did they love it?
Oh, yeah.
Were they crying, laughing?
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of it. You know, it's tough for a kid to. I did warn them about the nut sack scene.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
We've lived our own personal nut sack scene.
Yeah, we have. Unfortunately,
there may be others too.
Right, you never know. But I warned them about a couple of things, including the language. But I just didn't realize how. And then there's a real weird sex scene, you know, like between John C. Reilly and Adam Scott's wife. I can't remember her name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, they meet, and within 2 seconds, she tells him that she loves him because he punched him, Derek, in the face.
Did they do it in a bathroom?
They did it in the bathroom, yeah. And they, you know, it's real
awkward.
Fake and weird and all that. And
what are your kids doing?
I'm like, oh, no! My little guy's like, is that what it's like?
Sometimes, son.
And then...
When a truck stops, your only option? Yes.
And then she walks, she's like, oh, that was great. And she walks over because she was there in the men's bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
And she walks over and hikes her leg up on a urinal and pees standing up.
Yeah.
And then he goes, does she have a wiener? Why do girls pee out of their butt?
Does your wife know you did this?
I don't know. I just...
Was she around?
Yeah. She said, her quote the next morning was... You really crossed the line.
To you?
To me, yeah.
By showing them that movie.
Yeah.
You are the worst parent ever.
I know. I laugh, though, a lot. It's still funny. Anyway, the life lesson is Step Brothers is still really funny.
It's great.
Yeah. Please, for the love of Jubas, have you seen Step Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You love it, right? It's great.
Yeah. All right.
It's okay.
It holds up, dude. It's there are so many subtle, great lines. And I think my favorite line of the whole movie is when
D-Man goes into the treehouse and says, "What's up, F's?" But it's not
right.
That F word.
It's when the parents are selling the house and they sit Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly down and they're like, you know, boys, you know, we're selling the house. We're moving out. And you guys are going to have to go get apartments. And, you know, they're like, what? This sucks, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, we have to sell the house. And really faintly, you hear Will Ferrell go, is it haunted?
And who's the dad, the great Richard?
Richard Jenkins.
Yes, Richard Jenkins. And
Mary Steenburgen.
Ted Danson's wife.
Yes.
Yes.
She's hot.
They're perfect.
God, she's hot, Mike.
I know.
You talk about, like...
I know.
I mean, it's Ted Danson.
Come on.
He did Taint on Taint.
He did. And Whoopi Goldberg.
Taint.
Theoretically. All right, we got to go.
All right, there you go.
Are Bonita fish big?